May 9, 1929. How it was necessary that Jesus centralize in Louisa the human sanctity in order to consummate it and give rise to the sanctity of living in the divine will. How voluntary suffering is something great before God. I had read in the first volume of my writings how our Lord had told me that he wanted me to accept going into battle against the infernal enemy, in the hard trials to which I submitted myself. So I was thinking to myself, it seems to me that there is contradiction, because Jesus has told me many times that one who lives in his divine will is not subject to either temptations or disturbances. Nor does the enemy have the power to enter into the divine fiat, because it would burn him more than the very fire of hell, and in order not to be burned more, he runs away from the soul who lives in it. Now, while I was thinking about this and many other things, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, you are wrong, nor are there contradictions. You must know that, since I was to call you in a way all special to live in my divine will, to make it known to you and, through you, make known to others the sanctity of living in it, so that it might reign on earth, it was necessary that I centralize in you the whole of the human sanctity, in order to consummate it in you and to give rise to the true sanctity of the living in my divine volition. Sanctity in the human order was to be the footstool, the throne, of the sanctity in the order of my divine will. And this is why, from the very beginning, when I called you to the state of victim and to all that you suffered during that time, first I would tell you, to ask you whether you would accept, and after you had accepted, then I would put you in that state of pain. From you I wanted voluntary suffering, not forced, because it was your will that I wanted to make die and, over your will, almost like a little flame that is extinguished, ignite the great fire of the Son of my fiat. Voluntary suffering is something great before our Supreme Majesty, and therefore, over the death of your will, drowned with pains, our will could have dominion and could dispose you to receive the greater good of its knowledges. Was it not my suffering, all voluntary, no one could impose himself on me, that formed the great good of redemption? So, everything you suffered at the time was nothing other than the completion of the order of sanctity in the human way. And this is why I told you almost nothing about the sanctity of living in my divine will. I wanted to complete one in order to start the other. And when I saw that you denied me nothing of what I wanted, even at the cost of your life, and as you would deny me nothing, your will would lose the way and would find itself in the continuous act of dying, my will made its way and reacquired its life in you. And as it kept reacquiring its life, so it kept revealing itself, telling you its long story, its sorrow, and how it yearns to come to reign in the midst of creatures. My word is life, and as I kept speaking to you about my fiat, more than tender father, so I kept forming its life in you. In fact, you could never have understood what regarded my will, had you not had its life in you, because it is what forms one's life that one has true interest in comprehending and defending. What does not form one's life enters into the secondary order, not the primary, and one does not feel the true love which one can have for one's own life. So, to the very life of my fiat, formed in you, I could entrust all of its knowledges, to be able to form as many other lives of it in the creatures. And besides, I was to do with you what I did with myself. When I came upon earth, I observed all laws, I submitted myself to all sacrifices of the ancient law in a perfect way, as no one else had observed up to that time. And after I completed everything within me, consummating in my humanity all the laws and sanctities of the ancient world, I abolished them and gave rise to the new law of grace and to the new sanctity which I brought upon earth. So I have done with you, I centralized in you the pains, the sacrifices, the battles of the present sanctity in order to complete it and therefore be able to start again the new sanctity of living in my will, that is, the fiat voluntatis on earth as it is in heaven. Now, where are the contradictions you are saying? When the soul enters into my will to live perennial life in it, the enemy cannot get close, His sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat, nor is he able to see what the happy creature does in this divine light. Light shields itself from everything, it dominates all, it is intangible, it does not let itself be offended, nor does it offend. And if anyone wants to touch it or clasp it in his hands, with enchanting rapidity it escapes, and, almost playfully, it sprays him with light. It touches everything, it embraces all, to do good to all, but does not let itself be touched by anyone. Such is my divine will. It encloses the soul within its light, and with its empire it eclipses all evils. And as the soul lives of light, everything converts into light, into sanctity and perennial peace. So, evils get lost and lose their way. Disturbances, temptations, passions, sin, remain all with their legs broken and can no longer walk. Therefore, be attentive, and let your living in my fiat be continuous.